This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 273 for Friday, February 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is narrowly mixed Friday morning, seeing some consolidation after hitting three-month highs yesterday. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend contributed to the softer tone, with losses in Chicago soy oil also weighing on prices. Weekly Canadian canola exports of about 170,000 tons were down 7% on the week, according to the Canadian Grain Commission, but year-to-date exports at about 5.9 million tons remain well ahead of the 3.2 million tons exported by the same time last year. Uncertainty over tariff threats from the U.S. Does remain a bearish influence overhanging the market. Meanwhile, supportive chart signals and the need to ration demand kept values well supported. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower, while wheat is narrowly mixed. Soybeans, pressured by improving weather in South America and lingering uncertainty over a trade dispute with China. The March bean contract down 5 cents at 10.40 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales did come in at just under 500,000 tons. That was at the higher end of trade expectations. Corn, meanwhile, did hit its highest levels in 18 months overnight, but ran into resistance and is now edging lower. Forecasts calling for welcome rains in dry areas of Argentina contributed to the eventual downturn, with solid U.S. prices adding to expectations for a large increase in U.S. corn seedings this spring. The March corn contract down 4 cents at $4.94 per bushel. Wheat is narrowly mixed, underpinned by speculative short covering and solid export demand. Traders are still trying to get a handle on the extent of the damage to winter wheat crops in the U.S. plains and Russia after recent cold snaps. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the March contract at $6.32 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 3 cents in March at $6.10 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat 2 cents higher in the March contract at $5.87 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales included 500,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 100,000 tons of new crop sales. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 21st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.